So, Chris, you're part now of this scheme, but as a certain section.
Yeah, I have a different role.
Yes,
to
yes,
Simon.
Yeah, you're the, he comes to you with perhaps a client.
Potentially, yeah. Yes. I mean, my role as a coach.
Yes.
As a coach, I'm a freelancer coach. I'm not employed by the organisation. So through my networks, through people I know, through people I might know in Uckford, I would talk about Growth Accelerator. They may know about Growth Accelerator. I could be a local contact for this Growth Accelerator business growth service. I will introduce them to the service. I will introduce them to Simon. Simon's the area manager, so to speak.
Yeah.
And as he's explained, how he then operates and the assessment he does, the analysis he does. And then he will say, on the basis that a local business wants to get into the service, for which they have to pay, there's a match funding process, but it's very, very good value as well. What is paid is well below the market rate, allowing for the match funding that comes in through the service. He would then put to the local, identifying what their need is, he would put to them, there's an obligation there for three, you have to submit three names to a potential client.
That's absolutely right. We always give the companies the choice of the particular expert that they can work with, just to make sure that they're happy with the expertise and
that's
also
right.
with the personality as well.
Yes, quite. Yeah, people setting people. That
I was going to say that's quite an important.
It's got to work.
That's quite an important thing because you've got to like the person.
Exactly.
And have the it's trust key. In the person.
Yeah. You've got to have the rapport. You've got to build a rapport. You've got to like them. You've got to like look on their face. You
know, how long does it go on for this? The coaching, for instance. I mean, is it a case of it's as long as it takes, or is it a case of this is what we suggest, and you sit down with someone, have a meeting, and they go and implement whatever you discussed?
Well, officially it's supposed to be 4 working days.
That's right, but that can be spread over a 3 to 6 month period.
It's not 4 days in succession.
Yeah.
It's not 4 days in successive weeks. It's over a period of time because it's a mentoring, coaching, monitoring process that's done. So it can, I've heard of some that go through in 2 months, some that can take 6 months to go through.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's what the client wants, how they want to approach it, what energy they're putting into it, having put some money into it as well.
Now, somebody, you might just want to explain to me how this thing with the match funding works, because I a couple of times I've asked now, is there any money involved in this in terms of getting money to help your business? That's not so. Apparently, that's not the case, but there's obviously a fee for actually getting involved in this. And how does the match funding work? Explain that to me.
Gladly. The support, this coaching support that small and medium-sized businesses receive is worth £3,500. This is for the for some of the larger businesses, it'll be a 6-day coaching support. And so it's a £3,500 worth of support. For a business that's got up to 4 employees, they would contribute £600 of that cost. So the government is...
Plus VAT.
Plus the VAT, yeah. But for a lot of businesses, they can recover the VAT.
Yeah.
So for the government, in the case of those smaller businesses, contributes £2,900 as a subsidy, which is a substantial subsidy.
Mm.
Now, for the businesses that are slightly larger, so 5 to 49 employees, they would contribute £1,500. And the government contributes £2,000. And the thinking behind this contribution is simply to make sure that none of this taxpayers' money is wasted by providing advice which is completely free, because the experience is that companies would apply for it and not really use it. What we need is a sign of commitment that companies are serious about taking part.
So it's really a payment of good faith, then, isn't it?
Exactly,
I guess.
What it is.
So that's what you call the match funding, is it?
Well, that's the contribution that we would ask the companies to make. And, in fact, the subsidy is greater than the contribution.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, that's what you described as match funding.
It's, yeah.
Okay, so how would somebody know if they're looking to sort of do something with their business and take it sort of to the next level, so to speak, how would they know that a growth accelerator would be good for their business?
Well,
the answer is
they wouldn't. What they should do, if they're interested and feel that it's something that's suitable for their business, is get in touch with me. Because then what I can do is I can contact them, make an assessment, and now I can advise them. I can say to them, yes, I think this is a scheme for you. Or if not, and you mentioned this earlier on, if there are other government schemes out there, and it's also part of my job to direct companies who might not be suitable for Growth Accelerator to other government schemes where they might get help. That's the aim, is to make it easier for small and medium-sized businesses to access this government support.
Or they can contact me, and I will put them in contact with Simon.
Yeah.
So there's... two ways of doing it. Obviously, I'm more local than Simon is. So
this is one of several things that you do, isn't it?
I have a
Business
have a
as
business
well.
As well. Yeah. Yes, I have a design website and print business, which is based in Maresfield.
Yeah, you managed to marry the two up and manage your time.
I juggle a lot, but we find that fairly successfully.
I think
so.
Well.
Yes,
yeah. But also that's it's given me. I've worked for myself for over 35 years. I've got 35 years of running an SME, running a family business. The highs and the lows, the thrills and the not so thrilling things.
Yeah.
So lots of business experience at SME level.
Exactly.
And that
really
fits well with Growth Accelerator. No, that fits neatly with the Growth Accelerator offer, because Growth Accelerator is about SMEs, about developing SMEs. And I believe I've got some good experience on
that. Well, it's always good to actually have the experience and be able to pass it on to other businesses, because
that's so much what it's about.
The more thriving businesses there are in the community, the better it is for everyone.
People know. Getting people working, that's the best tonic they can have, having a job.
You know, okay, so
that is so vitally important.
Let's do the contact thing. If anybody listening to this wants to, thinks, that's a really good idea, I'd like to see what that's all about, who can they contact?
Give me a call.
Okay.
Drop me an email.
Drop me an email. Go on.
There is a website. The website is www.dowlingconsultants.co.uk, or simply chris@dowlingconsultants.co.uk, or phone number, local number, 01825 701 332. There we go. Or contact Hartfield FM, and I'm sure
many ways to get in touch.
I hope so. Yes, easily available. Happy to talk to anyone, whether they be Hartfield or elsewhere, about it, and to get the process underway and to introduce the opportunities that Growth Accelerator and Business Growth Service provides.
So is there actually a website for the actual Growth Accelerator as well?
Yes.
There is. It's www.greatbusiness.gov.uk.
Greatbusiness.gov.uk.
And then /business growth service.
Okay.
All one word. And there you'll find it's a new website, really helpful in terms of providing support for local businesses.